Welcome back to the 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we have two amazing artists. We have Chris Banks from New York, who is on his way to Los Angeles, and we have someone who was born and raised right here in California. Her name is Jordan Torres. She started off as an actress, and now she's writing, producing, and directing her own short film in which she starred in called Pendulum. Swings both ways. Boom, boom, boom. What does that mean? Well, why don't we just get Jordan on the phone and let's see what she has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Jordan, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
You're an actress in Hollywood, huh? North Hollywood, if we had to be more specific, huh?
Yes, I am.
That's great. Were you actually born here or did you gravitate towards here from somewhere else?
I'm from Apple Valley, California.
Wow, I'm actually talking to an actress who was born and raised in California. I think you're my first.
Yeah. No one here is really ever from here.
Dream. I talk to people all over the world. I just talked to two people in Singapore, and everybody's dream, oh, I want to go to LA, I want to go to LA, and you're here already.
Yeah, I'm very grateful.
Well, that's great, because a lot of people don't appreciate that. So when did you start your acting? Because I noticed your credits on Internet Movie Database are pretty recent. What did you do before that? Looks like you have a lot of theater experience.
Yeah, I graduated high school in 2016. I did a lot of theater there and community theater at the time, and then I went to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts here for a year, mm-hmm. and then New York Film Academy for a year. So then after that is when I could really focus on, now that I got my studying done and really worked on my craft, to really go up there and do things.
And then you're like, I'm ready to go. And then there's a pandemic and you're like, ah, now I got to put it on hold till 2021.
Yeah. I mean, I got some stuff done before that and I produced my own film as well. So I was just really happy to have that done before that happened.
Yeah, that's how I introduced you. I said, hey, she started off as an actress and now she's a writer, producer, and director with her own film.
Yeah, it was very fun and interesting.
Because you were the director. Did you find it hard? Like, okay, I'm the director, but wait a minute. I can't say action and cut to myself. How did that work out? When you were the actor, did somebody call those shots for you?
No, I actually did it. It was very weird and it was really fun to watch the clips back to find the circle takes, because then I'm like, action, and then I start speaking and then I'm like, cut. It was fun. It was challenging but fun.
So where'd you get the inspiration for writing that script?
The industry right now, I think gender equality is very important and a lot of people are starting to fight for that. So I wanted to talk about the struggles of being a female director and kind of talk about what a success story could look like and all the hardships that you have to face come out victorious. So I wanted it to be like inspiring and powerful to other women.
First thing I thought of was the Harvey Weinstein when I was watching it.
Yeah, it was kind of around the same time when I was writing that.
So what are you doing with the film now? Are you putting it in film festivals?
Yeah, it finished like production around September. I put it in film festivals. It had a few selections, a few awards for actor, actress. Supposed to be screening at California Women's Film Festival, but you know, pandemic, I don't really know when that could ever happen. It kind of sucks that festival circuit is like, where can I go watch it right now, you know?
It'd be picked up because nobody's making films right now, so nothing's in the pipeline. So when it picks up, you're still going to be right there in line to continue.
Yeah, hopefully. You know, I talked about it for a long time and finally being able to share that moment with people and be proud and have the story inspire others. I mean, just taking the lead and actually directing something, it taught me a lot and to be more authoritative and be able to do that as like a small young woman, being able to like have all these other people follow my direction was like really amazing.
Yeah, but and it's fun putting it together because you are the producer too. Did you get kind of a high off that too? Like putting it all together, like your ideals and you're kind of getting the crew together. It's exciting.
Yeah, it was really exciting doing the casting and I had a very good line producer to help with the paperwork. That's kind of where I lacked the knowledge. So thankfully I had a very supportive crew with me.
So what made you even want to get into the business in the first place? I know you grew up here, but was there something on television or a certain show or a certain actor or something inside of you?
Well, yeah, when I was very small, this is like a funny story that I always tell, is like I would always pick different characters to be. Like I didn't really necessarily know like, oh, I'm an actor. I would just watch, you know, my favorite Disney movies and I'd be like, today I am this person. And so my mom would go along with it, call me the character. But one time I was really, really in my character of Dorothy for the day and my mom got mad at me for something and she called me by my real name, Jordan, and I got so mad at her and I started crying. I was like, that's not my name. I'm Dorothy. thirsty. How dare you? And then I got grounded.
Well, and she's the one who encouraged you to do it in the first place.
Yeah, she would like reenact scenes with me in the living room, and then she made me break character.
She can't be going against the rules that she made. That's not fair.
I know.
Hey, so what am I seeing on your Instagram page about the American Idol and Katy Perry and all that?
Oh, I would go to the live shows a lot. I've met Katy a couple times throughout the years and been invited to her events and stuff, so I always try to support her when I can. And American Idol is really inspiring, so it's cool to be there.
Right now, what age range could you play right now?
Like 17 to 23. I typically get cast for younger roles.
Right, and how do you get your parts? Do you have an agent? Are you using Backstage? Or?
Yeah, I don't have an agent right now. I use like Backstage, LA Casting, Actors Access.
So you're on all those. So right now it's a little quiet because I noticed that my phone was starting to beep a little bit, but then I guess they locked everything down and I haven't heard it like in a few days, but it seemed like it was coming back there for a second.
Yeah, it's been pretty interesting things that are on there right now, mostly over Zoom and like really weird things for commercials. Like there was this one thing where they wanted someone to eat an entire onion or someone wanted me to go on their show for like a hairstyling, and they're like, are you okay with having your hair cut colored? And I'm like, okay, like probably, like it depends. And then they sent me the picture they wanted to do, and it was like this blonde type mullet thing that Miley Cyrus had, and I was like, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, for $100,000, yes, I will do it.
I don't even know. That'd take years for my hair to grow back.
I know, because your hair is like so long, it almost looks like, is she wearing extensions? No, she's young. That's her real hair.
It's real.
But they would take away your signature bang look, you know, if they did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a girl on my show. Her name was Sophie Bullock from London. She looks just like you, but a younger version with the bangs. You could be her older sister. And she just won Best Actress for a short she did called Toppy, where she would do bad things, but I didn't do it. It wasn't me. It was Toppy. It was so great. And is your goal now to go and get an agent? And is that where you feel you're at right now?
Yeah, I'm looking for an agent right now. It's harder because, like with the union stuff, because you used to be able to Taft Hartley into it, but they changed it where your budget has to be so big now, and so even if you work on a SAG film, you can't always do that.
Right, but then, so do you have any of the SAG vouchers yet? Any of them?
I have one. I've been on things before I knew about the rules change where I was like, okay, yeah, I'll do this because I'll get a voucher, and then it was like, oh, actually, no, because the budget's too low.
Oh, yeah, because I think only the first 15 people or the first 30 people, depending if it's a commercial or a movie, and then the rest have to be non-union, because I hadn't done extra work since like Baywatch. It was like $65 a day way back in the day.
Yeah.
And then when I started the podcast, I go, you know what? I'm going to get on the set just so I can talk to the actors. So I went on the set. I was like, whoa, they're paying $173 now. That's if you're in the union. So I talked to the non-union people. I said, so do you want to be union? They go, no, I don't want to be union. I go, why? I go, well, because I don't really want to be like an actor. I just want to make the money. And if I go union, I got to pay all those fees to get the card. And then I'm only going to work maybe one day a week. Me being non-union, I'm working 3 to 5 days every single week. So you may make more today, but I'm going to beat you overall because I'm working every day. And I just went, that's fine. If that's what you want to do as an extra, that's cool. But if you want to move up the ladder, I would work less and just get paid more when you work.
Right, of course. And I have those better credits and opportunities.
Yeah, SAG needs to change a little rules, I think. But they should make a rule saying a living wage, they should allow you to make at least $5,000 doing non-union work.
Right.
Instead of being trapped in the union and you can't work because all the people that are already in SAG, they just keep hiring the same people over and over again. So it's really hard to break
in. Yeah, definitely feels like that.
Because I'm sure you go in audition, you're like, you look in the mirror, you're like, oh, wow, I'm super cute. Wow, look at me, I'm pretty. And you go to the audition, you're like, oh my God, who are these people? Yeah. It's like they just walked out of a magazine, man.
Yep, exactly.
Because as a guy, same thing for me. I'm like, I look amazing with clothes on. Oh, look at me. And then they go, okay, we're doing Baywatch. Take your shirts off. Okay, Johnny, you're going to be a bystander, not the lifeguard.
Hello.
And I'm like, oh, man. And the guys with the hot bodies, you know, they're the lifeguards and they get $100 bump. You know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, ah. I love my fat burgers and my fat fries.
Yeah, for sure. Carbs are worth it.
You gotta be happy. So the dream is, say, in 5 years, where do you want to be?
Definitely by then, I want to have a solid theatrical and commercial agent. Be in the union, have more credits for sure.
Right. I think you got a good tool there, though, with your short, you know, because, see, people are not only looking at you as an actress, they're looking at you as a producer, they're looking at you as a director. Hey, but don't you appreciate all the other parts now that you've kind of done them?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I really like it. I'm actually actually, I wrote another short in quarantine. I'm just waiting for the opportunity when I can start working on filming that.
Right. Does it really matter what you do in the business? Is it really your passion to be an actor, or you don't really care? Do you, if you was a director or producer, do you just want to be in the business? What would be your dream if you picked?
Oh, no, I definitely love acting. That's my passion. It's just fun to do the other things. Well, like just helping out in the art for sure. I wouldn't say, oh, I just want to be a director. Like, I wouldn't be satisfied with that. Acting is definitely what I want to do.
Uh-huh. Because you'd be the director. There'd be a girl that looked like you. You'd go like, change of plans. You step out. I'm stepping in. But you know what? You can be my stand-in. So you do get to be my stand-in.
Right.
So online, where would be the best place to find you if people wanted more information?
I have my IMDb. I have my Instagram. That's probably the one that I'm on the most is my Instagram.
So you have a pro account on Internet Movie Database, right?
Yeah.
Right. So as far as finding an agent, so I did a podcast with this guy named Brian Pataka. You should go back and listen to that podcast. There are some tips he gives about because you have a pro account, especially if you're trying to find an agent. They were really helpful, and I kind of went on there, and he's correct in what he's saying. So if you have time, it's not very long. Listen to it. I think that might help you a little bit.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Thank you. I'll definitely check that out.
Hey, so wrapping up here, is there anything else you'd like to say or promote?
Yeah, my next film is going to be No Fault of Your Own, and I'll be posting about it soon. I would love to have some supportive crew on deck again. If anyone's listening and interested, you can find me on Instagram.
Hey, that's cool. Hey, do your post for, how do you say it? Pendulum? Pendulum, right?
Pendulum.
Right.
Yes.
So how many copies or how many different ones did you go through before you decided on that particular color with the smoggy LA, with the palm trees, and with the black and white?
Before I filmed it, I kind of drew up the idea and pasted around some things online, and I have it like that where it's like me in the middle, and then it's the like antagonist, the villain director is the one next to me, and then the inspirational like mentor is on the other side, and they're tilted in a way so that it looks like a pendulum.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Wow, that's pretty cool. Thanks for telling me.
Thank you.
So now when people go and look at it, that's really great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being on my show. Really, really appreciate it. I'm going to put you on a show with another boy. People want to hear both sides of the story. It's kind of like a pendulum.
Yeah, love that.
All right, well, you take care and you have a good day.
All right, thank you. Looking forward to it.
Of course, you'd like more information on Jordyn. You can reach her on Instagram at Jordynr. And we're also going to put a link to her backstage profile. Thank you, Jordyn. What a fine actress, writer, producer, and don't forget, director. Go, Jordyn. And now we're going to the bank. Bank, bank, banks. Chris Banks. SAG-AFTRA, it's a Libra, it's from Boston, packed a suitcase, went to New York City, and he's been working ever since. Wow. Sounds pretty good to me. There's a lot more to tell, but let's let him tell you. So let's just get Chris Banks on the phone and let's see what he has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello?
Hey, Chris, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
What's up, Johnny? How are you, man?
I'm doing pretty awesome. Well, I want to start with your education, just so I'm clear. So you went to a state college in Boston, right?
I did, yep.
Right. And so you're there for a while, and then you transferred to Quincy. Now, where's Quincy at? Is that out of the state? Is it Midwest, or where is that?
It's in Massachusetts. It's on the South Shore.
Okay. So you did all your education right there. Then you went to University of Massachusetts, and you didn't even have to leave the state.
Pretty much. I'm like, I'm a product of Massachusetts.
That's pretty good. But your degrees are kind of impressive, wouldn't you say?
I mean, thank you for saying that. I would say that they're just interesting. I got them because they interested me, man, you know?
Okay, but I was wondering, because I was just looking at the therapy clinic where you play a series host, is that have something to do with your degrees?
I kind of worked with the director before on a horror film, weirdly enough. What an incredible dichotomy that is, right? Therapy and horror movies. But yeah, I think that it probably plays a role in it. I can't say that it doesn't.
Okay, is that how you got the gig? Because you had that introduction?
Yeah, we work together, but we have a good relationship.
Okay, yeah, I was trying to say, well, how do you get hosting gigs? Well, you know what? I know who to ask. He's the host. But you went through all of the trouble, and you did the LSAT test, and that has to do with law. So what happened with that? Are you currently an attorney?
No, it's funny. Like, the LSAT's more of a logic test than anything else. It kind of just primes you to see if you're capable of law school. I love preparing for it, and I was going to enroll, but then I just decided to move to New York City and just act instead. I can always go to law school. It's always there. These opportunities, these auditions, they don't last.
That's true. So it's like the SATs for law school, basically, huh?
Basically, yes, exactly.
Well, that's great. Well, you know what? You're probably going to play a lawyer, or have you played a lawyer?
I actually done a couple internals for different companies to do with law, so that's a weird similarity there. But, I mean, I hope to play a lawyer someday. I don't care. I'll play anything.
I think that's kind of cool. You go get all this education. Most people just skip it sometimes. I just get a job. And there you are. And you're like, okay, what now? Well, I'm going to get 3 bags. I'm going to go to New York and see what happens.
Yeah, man. Why else are we living, right? I think I made the perfect decision at a perfect time. But maybe we'll fast forward 10 years and we'll look back and we'll laugh at me for making that decision. But I'd rather make it than not make it.
Well, so what's the process? Like the day before you leave, did you drive? Did you fly? Like what happened the day before? And then take us through like a little journey.
Oh, wow. Funny. Asked that because I remember I was walking dogs in Boston at the time. I worked at a hotel. I bartended at a hotel and I was walking dogs. I was walking up the hill with two of my puppers and I just said to myself, I can do this in New York City. Why am I here? So I literally just called my boss. I gave my 2 weeks notice and then I went to New York. I took a bus, packed 2 bags. I just brought my pillow and 2 bags. Yep. I took a bus and I landed there. Luckily, I met a great dude who I ended up living with. That's one big hurdle that actors have when they move to New York City is where do I live? Yeah. So,
here in LA too. It's ridiculous.
Exactly, right? And so I kind of lucked out with finding a great human being to get to know and to live with. So that was very fortunate in that. But city's unforgiving. It's never ending. And it doesn't really care who you are. It's just will chew you up and spit you out if you let it.
So some stuff that happened to me out here through my career, I noticed that I have done parts on movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go look at the credits and you're sitting in the theater and you're like, hey, where's my name? I just spent 3 months. And that intern who worked 1 day has a credit. And then you go on Internet Movie Database and you say, hey, I was in that film. They go, okay. And then they put uncredited. I was like, there's nothing you can do about it.
Nope.
That's BS.
I have a few of those myself. I lucked out. I spent a lot of time on a lot of big sets, but then when I looked at my, I saw mine, I was in the movies, but then I see myself in the credits and I'm just not there. And I'm like, oh no. It's deflating, but it's also an honor just to be on the set. So I looked at it in that way.
I think I'm going to be more pushy when I start getting back on the set. Did a bit for American Housewife. I don't care if I was laying down playing the drunk guy. I played a damn good drunk guy and that deserved a freaking credit. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go there and I'm going to put it on myself. So my wife is a Libra. You're a Libra as well?
Yeah, man.
Okay, so how are you on decision making?
Oh, well, it depends. What day is it? What temperature is it? And what do I have to do?
My wife, she's great at making a decision, but then she makes another one and another one, another. I'm like, oh my God, pick one. She's so indecisive. I was wondering if you had those traits as well.
Yeah, but we're just sitting back waiting to pick our spot and then we're going to jump on it.
That's pretty funny. So you have a couple different looks. You have a look like where you have the beard and everything on your face and you have to where you're kind of like, you know, you could be a Ukrainian or a Russian guy. What look do you like better?
For video, I like me with a beard, but like as a human being, I don't like a beard. I like looking as young as I possibly can look because I want to try to trick everybody to think that I'm 18. Visually, though, I think I look better with a beard.
I think so. I think it's kind of more friendly. I think it's more castable. What did you do to get your SAG card?
I was on the crew on Black Klansman. I stood in for Jasper.
Sweet. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was basically a crash course in technical film.
So you still live in New York. So what's your plan when it starts happening again?
Probably once the world gets back to normal, I'll just go out to LA because I need to be out there anyways. My agent is going to be out there. I have an agent on the East Coast, but I have another one on the West Coast. So I'll be out there sooner rather than later, Johnny. Me and you will probably have a cup of coffee pretty soon.
Yeah. So do you have a car? Or are you going to be just flying out on the plane? Will you have more than 3 bags?
Now I have more than 3 bags. I got to add a bag.
Okay. So you're going to be just rent a truck and come over here?
I'm probably just going to buy a car, like $1,000 or $2,000 car and just kind of drive out there and see what the hell's out there.
Next year, everything's happening. Someone's getting into business 2021. What's your advice?
My advice would be know your worth. Do not overextend yourself because you think you have to fulfill someone else's X or Y. If you're going to get into this business, know why you're going to get in, because once you're in, you're going to be asked to do things that might go against your objective or might stretch your willingness or whatever, and you just have to be sound and okay with it if it's what you want to do. I see too many actors get in it for the wrong reason, and then they end up doing things that they don't want to do, or they end up saying yes to things that they actually didn't want to say yes to. So I'm like, I'm in a different situation where I kind of like playing things that I don't like, because getting out of my comfort zone is what I like to do. It's kind of something that's unique to actors. Like, we're paid to see the world through someone else's eyes. We're paid to be uncomfortable. That's a privilege. Just make sure you want to do it before you get into it, because I see a lot of kids doing it for different reasons.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that a lot too. And then they do whatever they do, and then next thing you know, they're going back to Connecticut where they just bragged how they were going to Hollywood and saying how they were going to be a star. And then they did it. They went against their moral values, and they're back home, and then they're the laughing stock.
Or I see people putting their bodies in a situation situation that isn't what they want to be in, but they're doing it just for X or Y. And I'm like, I have no problem doing nudity at all, as long as it serves the story, but I'm not going to do it for no reason. I'm going to do it because it's for the story.
Or anything else. Hey, jump inside that body bag and we're going to throw you in the trunk. What? Is there a stunt guy here? Yeah. Am I going to get hurt? Is that gun loaded? Or like in the martial arts, you know, with no stunt coordinator? Oh my God, I've seen people, including myself, get hurt.
I've actually been the one to accidentally hurt someone else. So like, I've been in both situations and it's not fun.
Hey, so where would be the best place for people to find you online? You have such an easy, memorable name.
Oh, thank you, man. I mean, I couldn't get chrisbanks.com because somebody owns it. So I did thechrisbanks.com, thechrisbanks.com.
Okay. And from there, that's where all the links to the Twitter and
Facebook. You can find my Instagram, Twitter, everything else that I have that you can laugh at is connected to my website.
Wrap it up here. Is there anything else you'd like to say, promote, or anything
else?
No,
man. No, I just thank you for the opportunity, Doug. Thank you for your time. And you have a really great podcast going on. So I'm just really grateful to have an opportunity to get on it.
Hey, that's awesome.
Let me shamelessly plug something. I just started a podcast.
Sure.
I just started a podcast called Knowing the World is Round. I'm just trying to have a conversation with anybody who wants to have a conversation with me. I'm not trying to push any narrative or opinion or anything. It's kind of seeing history through the lens of social science.
Really? So it could be one topic one day and one topic the next?
Yeah, totally. Each episode is its own topic.
So it's the name of what you just said and then .com. Say it again.
The name of the podcast is Just Knowing That the World is Round. It's connected on my website if you just go under the tab podcast.
Awesome. Hey, Chris. Thank you so much for being on my show.
Great to talk to you, man.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a great day, man. Thank you. Bye-bye.
TheChrisBanks.com. You'll find links to all of his social media. TheChrisBanks.com. Thank you, Chris, for being on my show. I really appreciate that. Coming up next, we have a couple of young actors from Singapore and Malaysia. We have young child actors and we have established actors. They're all coming up on Actors 2020 Podcast on Season 4. Hey, if you haven't been to our website, go there now, actors2020podcast.com. In the upper right-hand corner, it says log in, sign in, use your Facebook or use your email. While you're on my page, like something, comment on different episodes, share it, embed it. We would certainly appreciate that. Or wherever you're listening, just give us a review and like or share it there. Thank you so much for listening to Actors 2020 Podcast Season 4. We love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And don't forget to share, add the playlist, and download the episode. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm Johnny Keith, your host. Now we're going to end this episode, like we end every episode, with something called The Lesson. Because life is a bitch. Gee, really? Why don't you tell me something I don't already know? Because everywhere I go, people tell me what to do. Hey, go to church, go to school, you treat me like a fool. Now, I don't need religion, culture, or class. You don't like that fact, well, you can kiss my ass. Yeah, I'm white and I rap, you got a problem with that? Loosen up, and don't be so uptight. Take it easy, E, we got the whole night. Yes, I'm psyched, I'm ready to get the show on the road. I don't want to stop, because I just might explode. I'll tell you what, home slice, I'm twice as nice than any bad boy rapper called Vanilla Ice. My lesson, yeah, it's hip. In case you didn't know what I'm here to inform ya, I'm better than snow. I don't moonwalk or dunk like these Michael J's, but I can hold my own. You hear what I say? Now listen, learn, cause here comes the lesson. Lesson one. Everybody sit down, JK is gonna take you for a ride uptown. Yo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path careful, you're the only one to blame. Now when it comes to pot, crack, tweak, or blow, stick to the rules and just say no. Because you're young, you're eager, you want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up the booty, cause they'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. And then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul is somewhere on the shelf, and you're walking through the streets now talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson one, it's time for lesson two. You have a choice, and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star, but for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the hell does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a five line and under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello, I'm cast in a pilot. My life's been out of control just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to hell with this all, man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yeah, final lesson here, of course it's number three. Now remember, I'm an actor to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottle. I'm back
go my feet now, revving my throttle on the climb to the top. It's the same old games. Now I'm kicking ass and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, that was a long, hard crawl. But it was all worth it. I'm a box office draw. Opportunity was there when I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion. You can be like me, enjoying fame and fortune. Boom. That's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Peace out.
Thank you for tuning in to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith. Until the next episode. Bye-bye.